just heard cowboy Chris Manus moments after a bucking horse threw him from its back. Manus, who's from Kenai, says it's his second year riding saddle bronc. He says he also rides bulls, and he first got involved in rodeo through an Alaska Veterans of Foreign Wars charity event.
Once I rode my first bull, just meeting the people, the cowboys, the old-timers, they're just so willing to help and just good standing people that you want to be around. And more I got around them, the more and more I learned, the better I got. And, you know, it's changed my life for the better.
He's one of a handful of cowboys who flew into Kodiak for the island's rodeo. 22-year-old Chaz McDonald from Texas is one of the bullfighters of the bunch. His job is to distract the bull.
I make myself a bigger target than the rider so that the rider can get up and get out clean and safe. If that means I got to take a hit, then it's part of the job, and, you know, I'll get the job done.
And sometimes he does take a hit or two.
I got my jaw knocked out of socket up in Fairbanks, got behind a bull and got kicked in the face. And I've had my jaw wired shut, broke my pelvis, and popped both hips out of socket. And I've had my fair share.
He says he's been bullfighting for 4 years. And as with any dangerous activity, this one takes concentration.
I step in there and everything kind of goes blank. And, you know, I focus on what I need to do. And, you know, you can talk to me all you want, but I'm probably not going to answer because I'm not hearing you. You know, I get real focused, just like the riders do when they get on the back of them. They're in the zone. And, you know, when you're in that mood, you're not thinking about anything but what you're supposed to be doing.
Good support staff is important for the safety of all involved. Wyatt Finley is a Kodiak resident who's originally from Florida and is experienced with ranch work. He says he's providing help with the stock and readying them for the stadium activities. And although he doesn't ride bulls anymore because of the risk, he remembers how it felt and says riders have a popular calming technique, chewing or smoking tobacco.
Once you get off, you're jittery, you can't really feel anything. So you're putting in a nice chew or light up a smoke. Now, it sounds dumb, but it works. It calms your nerves. The nicotine in it kind of just, it settles you down. And you just sit down and just chill out. It's a lot of stress on your body getting on one of those bulls or one of those broncs.
And when the rodeo ends for the day, you can walk outside and get a snack at the fair, see the prize-winning produce, or even go on a hayride. For lunch, you can stop at the handful of booths selling everything from reindeer hot dogs topped with chili and cheese to crepes chock full of Nutella and bananas. Vendors at the farmers market sell baked goods like zucchini muffins or fruit preserves like rhubarb and strawberry or hot pepper. Then inside a building on the fairgrounds, you can walk around and view giant vegetables or listen to the roosters. There's also music. That's a song from the Kodiak Alutiiq Dancers that group coordinator Candace Branson says they've just learned.
It's an old song that is about when the Russians came and were taking men away from the villages. And they were taking them to go hunting, and they were taking them for war and for like scouting. And many times the men wouldn't return. And so when the boat left full of Native men, the women would, you know, cry on the beach. And so this is the song that they sang about that experience.
People sit under the wooden shelter and listen and eat. Despite the rain Saturday and the fire in Chiniak just a few nights before the event, people walk around outside and families fill the rodeo seats. It's a Texan brand of entertainment enjoyed Alaskan style. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.